Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He's tentatively scheduled to be in our city in October at the Funny Bone.
But hopefully.
You can see him now this weekend.
Weird times.
Yeah.
YouTube streaming live event Saturday night, 9 p.m. JoshWolf.eventbrite.com for tickets. $10 a household, so bring all your infected friends over to watch Josh Wolf do some comedy. Morning.
This is the same setup that Titus had, right?
Yeah. By the way, I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to.
How you doing, by the way? How you? I've seen your videos, and you're still out there doing stuff from the house. But how you handling the lockdown?
Anything changed since the last time we talked to you? I think we talked to you shortly after the lockdown went down.
Yeah, you know, honestly, guys, look, is it ideal? No.
No.
But I'm a positive, optimistic dude.
Mm-hmm.
So, the positives that I take away is that I have, anytime you can be an adult and not have to wear pants for 2 months, something, that's not terrible. You know what I mean? There are a lot of things that I get to do during the day that I normally would not get to do. So that's like smoke weed at noon, those kind
Got
of
it.
Things.
All right.
They really start to add up in the positive column. Now, the negative column, obviously, I have measured out what 6 feet looks like buried in my backyard just in case my wife has an accident. there are things clearly that you think about that you don't normally think about. But besides that, I've always been somebody who tries to think about what I have and what I can do rather than what I don't have and what I can't do.
And that's definitely important now. Now, is Weird Times all new stuff about the pandemic? It's called Weird Times.
There is definitely a chunk in there about what's happening right now. There's material that I was working on when this all went down. Right. I was going to shoot my special.
Yeah, I remember that.
At the end of March.
Yeah.
So
what city was that? What city was that going to be in?
That in Spokane, Washington.
Got it.
I like to shoot my specials. I shot a special in Boise. I'd looked at shooting one of the specials in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
I like shooting my specials in small towns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a blue collary dude next door anyway, so it's kind of my vibe.
I like the
smaller city. And so we're going to go up there. I got new songs. Titus and I are messing around with a little bit is, we're doing it over Zoom, right?
Right.
Anybody, as many people want. And I was like, can you put maybe 10 Zoom faces of audience members up on the screen behind me? Because I want to see if it's possible to do crowd work.
Oh, I got it.
I want to.
Yeah.
That way you can interact.
So you want to pick on people from the comfort of their own home.
Yes. I want to make them feel terrible about themselves when they're at home, not just when they're out of the house.
Like, look at this guy. And you point up to the right-hand corner.
Yeah.
There's some dude up there.
Yeah.
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 I guess that would be possible. I mean, I've seen a Zoom screen. It would be possible, I guess. Yeah.
And is the object, a lot of guys take a lot of pride in walking the room, is the object to get somebody to reach up and press the leave meeting button?
Well, once the $10 is spent,
Yeah.
No, I won't ridicule. Like, I'm not a guy who goes into the crowd to ridicule people anyway.
No, you're right.
To be able to talk to them and just to see, make it interactive. I'm curious to see. You guys know as well as anybody. If you want to be in the entertainment business, it's all about reinventing yourself.
Yes.
If you don't adjust, right? If you don't adjust the times, if you don't adjust with how trends move, you're going to die on the vine.
Damn right.
So if this is what stand-up might look like for a while, well, why can't I try to make it as normal as possible? And that includes interacting with people who are at the show. You know what I mean?
Do you have any live gigs coming up? Because we're talking to Brad Williams tomorrow. He's apparently doing something in Salt Lake City. Have you heard any clubs opening up? And do you feel comfortable hopping on a plane right now?
Well, I think Brad is taking the lollipop trail. So I don't think he has to get on. He has all the shortcuts.
Yeah.
I don't think he's.
Yeah, that's pretty safe. That's a good point. Man.
He does have that advantage.
So I think
the lollipop.
Yeah.
that's funny, man.
Now, how many people?
He doesn't have the same.
Yeah.
How many people are going to be in the crowd? You have a live crowd there, right? Is it just a dozen of your friends?
I think it's 10 people total, and then everybody else on Zoom. You know, this is the way I feel about traveling. I have gigs lined up in July.
Okay.
I miss performing a lot. Mm-hmm. My whole thought on this is, you know, this whole situation has really reminded me that this country is filled with people who know all the answers to questions that they know nothing about.
You're damn right.
So many experts.
Yep.
Right? So, and my thing is that, by the way, if you listen to the doctors, the professionals, it changes by the week.
They're learning more every day. We talk to a couple of doctors all the time.
Right.
On the show. Right.
Right. So my thing is, like, anybody on either side who's so sure, for me, it's like, hey, guys, look, we've been trying to, it took us 20 years to figure out, 40 years, 30 years to figure out anything for HIV.
Right.
We still don't know what causes a freaking headache.
Right.
Like, this is going to take a while.
Yes.
So anybody who says it's not this or it is this doesn't know what they're talking about. So for me, like, I feel more comfortable traveling during the summer because the only thing I do know about viruses is that they seem to travel better in the winter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're inside more.
Even
right?
then, you use the word seem. Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Nobody knows, and that's my thing. It's so funny. So I am going to adopt a more – I'm not going to take two flights anywhere.
Okay.
It's going to have to be a direct flight.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But I am going – I'm going to limit my exposure as much as I can, but I'm not going to become a hermit. I know I personally – we'll probably end up, instead of doing two shows a night, I'll probably do at least three so I can get more people in, you know?
Yeah, you're right. So I'll pay the bills for everybody, including yourself, right?
Yes. And because, you know, for me and for a lot of people in my community, and obviously, anybody who makes a living, so this includes all your musician friends,
right,
in front of a large crowd, has to really think about how they're going to make money for the next year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's going to be a little different.
Yeah, right? And if putting on three shows is a way to do it, because you certainly don't want to take a pay cut. You don't want to work for half of what you worked for before.
But bands, I'm sure you guys know people in bands who are freaking out.
Oh, they are.
They're like, wait a second. We can't make money off of CDs anymore.
Oh, right.
We don't make money off of recorded music anymore.
No.
Because what? Apple pays them, what, less than a penny?
Yep.
So we make money live, but now we can't do live. So people who weren't writing the songs, who are just members of the band.
Oh, yeah, they're broke.
Those people are, no matter, if a lot of people, I'm sure, like, well, you were in this big band, right? Yeah, but I didn't write any music. I was a paid member of this band.
Well, Josh, you must know people, without mentioning names, because it's not really our business, but obviously, you do pretty well as yourself, but you know, you got to know some comedian friends of you that are just broke right now. I mean, just absolutely broke.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that had to move home.
I bet they did. That's sad. That's sad, man. Yeah.
They had to move home.
Yeah.
And so this particular event, it is why, look, we $10 to me seems like a fair price. But we're all obviously everybody's hurting a little bit. But, you know, we're trying to see if this new way works for everybody. And so we would love your support if we could get it. Plus, it's going to be a great show.
YouTube streaming live event this Saturday, 9 o'clock Central. JoshWolf.eventbrite.com. $10 per household. So you can stick your baby up there in the Zoom photo. You want to. Just put your baby up there.
Eventbrite, by the way, is spelled B-R-I-T-E.
Right. Yes, like Lightbrite. I just got a dog. And so this is what I've been doing with my time during quarantine. I just got a dog.
Okay.
And he's half pit, half American Bulldog.
What'd you name it?
Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Indiana Jones.
All right.
And Indiana Jones, by the way, he came fully intact. And they won't do elective surgeries right now.
So you got a horny pit bull walking around your house.
Let me tell you something. His nuts, first of all, are so big. And every morning when I walk him, you know, I get my phone out, and on my Instagram stories, I do the Indiana Jones theme song. Bum, oh. Ba-dum-ba,
okay.
But I just zoom in on his nuts, jingling back and forth.
Hey, that's worth the price of admission. Where can we can see at joshwolfcomedy.com or at where can we see that?
That's on my Instagram stories, okay, okay. Josh Wolf Comedy. So I'll be taking them out at 8 a.m. And if you want to see a little nut jingle.
That should be one of the Zoom windows on the show, is your dog's nuts. By the way, I hope that Zoom experiment works, interacting with people in the Zoom. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I do. You know, listen, I think obviously everybody's first reaction to change is, this will never work. We can't do this. And then you're like, wait, I still want to have that experience.
Right.
How can I make that work? You know?
You got to try
it. Like I said, is it going to be the same? No. Is there going to be a little bit of a lag? Yes. Will the timing be the same? No. But is it better than nothing? 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Yep.
100%. Guys,
where's your first in July? Where's your first away gig?
Las Vegas.
It's one flight, obviously. So, and Vegas is slowly opening up. And okay. So,
or will you just drive? That might be safer.
I'll drive just because honestly, I've been in the house for so long.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have done the drive from Vegas to L.A., but I like it. Yeah. I like that drive.
Okay. Oh, I think it's dangerous.
Not nowadays, obviously.
There's a stretch of it where there are people, obviously from L.A., who are used to driving on six-lane freeways, and it's just madhouse. I've never been so scared on a road in my life. Interstate 15 south out of Vegas.
Well, because, listen, I'll tell you what, driving to Vegas on the 15 is way more dangerous than driving back, because driving to Vegas, you still have hope.
So that won't be your first flight. Okay. So, and you're also tentatively scheduled to be here in Omaha on October 22nd through the 24th at the Funny Bone Omaha. So hopefully that'll happen too.
I have no doubt that I'll be there.
Yeah.
I love Colleen. Yes. Colleen is obviously, you guys in Omaha have no idea how lucky you are to have her at that club.
She's
the absolute best.
She is the best, man.
But last time we were there, she drives me around and shows me and takes me to places downtown and stuff. And,
right.
She took me to this, I like weird things.
Mm-hmm.
There was this
you're zooming in your dog's nuts every day. So of course you do. Right?
Well, there was this place where I could buy a pack of original Gremlins trading cards.
Got it.
So I bought two packs, and I did tell you guys this. I ate the bubble gum out of, and that has to be from '84, right?
Yeah, exactly. How was the bubble gum?
It withered to dust like the old dude in Indiana Jones.
I was going
to
say,
it
probably had to just shatter, didn't it? When you put it in your mouth, it just shattered.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I think when I put it in my mouth, I heard you chose Paulie. Like it just kind of went poof in my mouth, and I was like, it was Yeah, it, you know, whatever that test is to see how long that bubble gum lasts,
right.
We beat it.
You did?
Yeah, we
yeah, that's 35-year-old gum. Exactly right, man.
Good Lord. But, yeah, I can't wait to come back there in October. I'm hoping that it gets – what is the capacity allowed now? Like a third? Is that what they're saying?
I don't know what the plan is.
Third to a half.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Kansas City club opened, like you said – we're going to talk to Brad DeMar. He's taking a lollipop trail, like you mentioned, up to Salt Lake City. So we'll figure out what.
Oh, I'm going to Salt Lake too.
Okay, you are going to Salt Lake too. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, you can see Josh Wolf, I mean, there was some new stuff this weekend, actually, Weird Times on YouTube.
Yeah,
just go to Josh Wolf Comedy, comedianjoshwolf.com is the website, all the information on that.
Or you, yeah. And I think it's joshwolf.eventbrite.com. It's
yes.
Going to be a good time. I got some embarrassing news stories. Like, one of the worst things that's ever happened to me last week. I'll give you a little teaser.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Just a little bit of a tease. Otherwise, we got to pay $10 for the whole story.
I accidentally jammed, and I say jammed.
Okay.
Dog poop into my ear.
Dog poop.
Poop.
Oh, how?
Poop.
How?
Jammed it.
Oh.
That's what you got to pay $10 bucks for.
But that's the tease.
Yeah.
That's the tease.
That's the tease.
I want to know more.
Well, $10.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It was to call it an unfortunate situation. Honestly, when I jammed it in my ear and I realized what I'd done, and you know, your paranoia takes over,
right?
Because you know what's dog poop. It's in dog poop, like parasites and worms.
Right. Right.
And I was a little high, so I was paranoid already. I said this out loud. Out loud, I said this. I go, I just Wrath of Khan'd myself. Like, because I think I put, like, you know what I mean? Like, I put
that
bug
little,
in my ear.
Yeah, that little bug comes out of Chekhov's ear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good reference.
Yeah, hey, you were high. You were high.
Yeah, I thought I was dead for sure. But,
all right.
It turned out all I got was a good story out of it.
So, how it's 7:17 your time? Are you high yet, or will you be high soon since you're up?
No, man. You know, 7:17 on a Thursday. Is it Thursday?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
7:17 on a Thursday. There will not be smoking weed until like 8 p.m. tonight. I got some stuff to do.
Got it.
Oh, I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Yes, sir.
So my son said, hey, show me, I want you to show me your 10 favorite movies of all time. We're going to watch them together during quarantine.
Well, that's cool.
And I said, okay. I said, how about we narrow it down to 10 comedies I think it's important for you to see.
Okay, that's a great
idea. They're not even my 10 favorite, right? But I can only pick either, because this is the genre, and it's in the genre, but I want them to see one of them.
Right.
Naked Gun or Airplane, which one?
Well, hold it. Why can you only pick one of those? Aren't they in your 10, both of them?
Well, because if I'm picking top 10 of comedies that I want him to see.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would probably pick Airplane, because Airplane, besides Kentucky Fried Movie, Airplane started that genre and Naked Gun came afterwards. So although they're great, Airplane is the original, one of the original, that kind of humor.
Yeah, there's no Naked Gun without Airplane
right,
first.
Right.
I'm with him.
I concur.
Yeah.
Airplane was a trendsetter.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one of those movies do you think will hold up better?
Airplane still holds up.
Well, that's a great question.
Okay.
That's a great question. But I still think that you still you still do the original because that's where the comedy came from, that type of comedy.
Yeah, I mean, they're both going to be dated to a certain extent, but Airplane is just a classic.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think Airplane will be what I lean towards. I'm making the list slowly. Like Young Frankenstein's on the list.
I love
of
it.
Of course.
Yeah,
gotta be.
Of course, yes.
For me, Raising Arizona is on that list.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Different genres of comedy. I get it. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, so there are some movies that have been put out recently that I would put on the list, but he's already seen them.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make sure these are 10 movies. I'll tell you what movie we watched first that he loved that I bet you a lot
How old is he now? How's your son?
He's 23.
Got it. So he's going to miss it. Yeah, he missed a lot of stuff from back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, yes. But one movie that, to me, is that he saw that he couldn't believe he hadn't seen before, but it's like a cult classic, is a movie called Windy City Heat. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, Bobcat's movie.
That's Bobcat.
Yeah. We love that movie. And when Bobcat put that out, he was traveling more. He was on our show a lot back in those days. And, I love that movie. Because it's such a
Well, wasn't the star of that show just some unsuspecting boob?
He believed it.
Yeah,
he believed it. Right,
really believed it was happening.
The craziest thing to me about that movie because they had to shoot and cut two movies.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because they did a premiere.
Yeah.
Of the other movie.
Right. No, we agree.
Right.
I think your son liked it. Cool. Have you showed him anything? Now, granted, he's your father. He's the father's son. I get it. But have you shown him anything where he thought, Dad, that's not funny?
Not yet.
Good.
I'm picking carefully. I honestly might because it. Look, I was looking at The Jerk. I don't think The Jerk's going to hold up. I just don't. And I don't want him to say.
I got it.
I don't want him to be like, that movie was terrible. But you know what movie I think might hold up is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Okay.
But I want him to see Steve Martin funny.
Does he like your stand-up? He thinks that funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Okay, good.
So he's got no take.
All right.
So it's easy to get any kind of, you know.
All right. I will get on a plane, and I will find you, and I will punch you if Animal House isn't on that list.
Animal House is on the list.
Okay.
Animal House is on the list.
Good. I didn't want to have to punch
you. And I don't think it'll hold up. But I think he has to.
Yeah, he's got to see it. He's got to see it. I never thought about the point of holding up because you're right. There's some certain things in certain movies you go, it's kind of weird.
Well, even when it was made in 1977, it was based like in the early 60s.
Yeah, so, I know that.
I think it'll still translate.
All right, let us know.
Which Mel Brooks movie? Do you go Blazing Saddles or History of the World?
Blazing Saddles.
Probably Blazing Saddles.
Only because it's the original. You know,
and everybody loves it.
It's before History of the World, although I love History of the World because of just Piss Boy alone, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a guy called Piss Boy.
Yeah. mean,
Craig goes, in the background.
Yeah. And I always loved The Jig Is Up and Gone.
Well, maybe write those other ones down and say, listen, if you like the ones I showed you somewhere down the road, watch the rest of these. All right. Josh, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Good luck with the event. Eventbrite.com. $10 per household. Some live comedy this Saturday night. Yeah. And to go to...
Gentlemen, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
ComedianJoshWolf.com. Let's talk soon, bud.
All right. Be safe, and we hope we see you in October.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, bud.
That's excellent because you're right. There's a lot of the further we get along in movies over the past 100 years or so, younger people are not really going to see a lot of the movies because there's just too much out there.
Yeah.
And depending how old you are, you only have to go back a certain amount of years to think something was good. And I think, we're older than Puss and Nick, but they've seen a lot of movies we have because they're not that younger. They're younger.
Well, I will say.
And they go back and watch it. But even that. As people get younger, like a 20-year-old, and my son's 15, he's not going to maybe see any of these movies ever.
But as far as Airplane holding up,
hold up.
A couple, you guys remember a couple years ago when we met Robert Hayes?
Right.
He came in to do a screening and a Q&A. My wife went along to that.
And she'd never seen it.
She had never seen Airplane.
And that's rare.
And we walked out of there, and she looked at me, and she went, okay, I get it.
I get
why you and all your dumbass friends have been dropping lines from that movie since the day I met you.
That's true.
and she admitted, that's a funny movie.
Yeah, it'll hold up.
It holds up.